MGM gambling on UAE casino as hotel construction progresses. The MGM Tower in Dubai has reached a notable milestone in its construction, with the structure now 5 floors high. According to William Hornbickle, CEO of MGM Resorts International, the ambitious project remains on track for completion by the third quarter of 2027. The tower is part of a broader hospitality initiative aimed at introducing MGM's globally recognized brands to the Middle East for the first time. The development encompasses a 26-acre beachfront site and includes the MGM Hotel, MGM Residences, and the first Bellagio Hotel in the region. This expansion marks the debut of both the MGM and Bellagio brands in the United Arab Emirates, UAE, a significant move for a company traditionally associated with the Las Vegas Strip. The project is being developed in collaboration with Wuzzal Hospitality and Leisure, a Dubai-based entity that signed a management agreement with MGM Hospitality in 2017 to oversee the future resort. During a recent earnings call, Hornbickle described the project as a unique resort with substantial potential. He indicated that while the current plans do not include gaming, the company remains hopeful that gaming may eventually be introduced. As of now, the MGM and Bellagio facilities will focus on luxury accommodation and high-end entertainment offerings, reflecting Dubai's continued ambition to be a global tourism hub. In April, senior MGM executives, including Chairman Paul Salem, traveled to Dubai for high-level discussions with Sheikh Maktoum bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, the first deputy ruler of Dubai. The primary objective of the visit was to present updates on the MGM project and to explore how MGM's presence could contribute to Dubai's expanding hospitality and entertainment sectors. Hornbickle emphasized the importance of these discussions in aligning MGM's development goals with the UAE's broader vision for tourism growth. Casino gambling on the table. Although the partnership with Wuzzal Hospitality is currently limited to non-gaming operations, MGM has expressed interest in the long-term potential of gaming in the UAE. The agreement includes the MGM, Bellagio, and Aria brands, though no casino operations are included at this stage. The possibility of legal gaming remains an evolving conversation in the country, but recent developments suggest growing momentum. The gaming industry in the UAE began to gain traction in October 2023 when Wynn Resorts secured the nation's first gaming license for its Wynn Al Marjan Resort in Ras Al Khaimah. Construction on the Wynn Resort is advancing rapidly, with reports indicating that a new floor is being completed each week. The resort is targeting an opening in early 2027, positioning it close to MGM's scheduled debut. Analysts estimate that the UAE's gaming market could be valued between $3 billion and $5 billion in the coming years, making it an attractive prospect for global operators. The entry of high-profile hospitality brands such as MGM and Wynn reflects a broader trend of luxury investment in the region. While gaming legislation remains limited, the infrastructure being developed suggests readiness for potential regulatory changes. As both the MGM and Wynn projects move forward with similar timelines, the UAE appears to be preparing for a transformative period in its entertainment and tourism industry. The introduction of iconic names like Bellagio indicates a strategic effort to elevate the country's profile on the global stage, with or without the inclusion of casino gaming at this stage of development.